Blog Talk Radio.
Your day's going well, and we're going to go ahead and take some calls really quick. The call-in number is 516-418-5997. Let's take a couple callers here really quick. 916, you're on air with me.
Hi, thank you very much.
How are you today?
Well, I'm worried. I'm 66, and I started my new job on July the 5th. And it's with a major health insurance company, begins with a C, and I'm a direct hire. But it was a nightmare the first 3 days because I did not have access to critical computer systems that I need to do my job. I asked if I could be moved to a class in August, and they said no, and they promised to keep me up. Well, they've not done that. A girl next to me has helped me quite a bit, but my hearing aid stopped working. So they said that I can take time off to address that, and I'm hoping that they put me, now that they know that they're dealing with an American Disabilities Act situation, I'm hoping that they will put me in a new class, maybe September, and do you think they'll keep me, or will they say goodbye?
I actually think that you're going to be there for a while longer. That's what I'm picking up. And you are going to take that class in September. They're going to open that up to you. But I just feel like this job will turn around and start being a little better towards you and, you know, help you find, you know, your own direction. So.
Wonderful. Well, I'm hoping that I get a new trainer, and also it looks like they assigned the supervisor to the class that you're in. So I'm hoping that I get a different trainer and that I also get a different boss. Will that happen?
Yes, I do see a different boss, yes.
Okay. And will my new boss be more experienced and more supportive and kind?
Yeah. Definitely on that. He's a good guy. So.
Oh, it'll be a man? Okay.
Yeah, I feel like it will be a man, yeah.
And how long do you see me with this company?
I don't have that information right now. I can't pick up on that. But I see you there for a little bit, at least a year.
Oh, I need more than that.
I mean, that's just what I've seen right now. That could change, so...
Well, I also have an off. I had a telephone interview a week ago last Friday from a lady for in a different environment that I've never done, sitting in an office in a hospital for release of medical records. And I'd be sitting at a desk with a computer, and people would line up, and I would key in information and help them. The telephone interview went great, and she said she wanted to schedule an in-person interview. But I've not heard from her for over a week. Her name is Karen. Will she contact me, and will she be interested in hiring me?
Yes, she will be. She'll be reaching out to you next week, about Thursday or Friday.
Okay, and will she ultimately come to offering me a job?
Yes.
So which job would give me the most longevity, the release of medical records job that I've never done, or my current job?
I see the record thing being a more thing for you. Okay.
More longevity there? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you,
sir.
I really appreciate it.
No problem. You have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Spirit does things, you know, that we sometimes don't see because they work behind the scenes a lot of the time. And you're feeling like nothing's happening, but there is stuff happening. You just don't see it right now. But your angels and your spirit guides and everything like that work behind the scenes to lead us to a better place, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. So let's go ahead and talk to 312. You're on Earth, me.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
Yes, hello. I'm calling because would like to, this is Sylvia from Chicago, and I'm calling because I'm wondering if my daughter, my youngest daughter, is going to get a job that she applied for, and it's in a management real estate office.
Yeah, I definitely see a yes on that. It would be a good job for her. I mean, the benefits and stuff would be really good. So, she's getting ready to step into a really good place.
Yes, and she has lived in that complex for quite a few years. So, Okay. All right, then. I'm so glad.
Right.
I'm glad to hear that.
All right. You have a good night.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Goodbye.
All right, let's go with another call from 312. You're on air with me. Oh, hold on.
Hello?
I pushed the wrong button. Hello, I'll talk to you and then I'll go back up. How are you?
I'm fine.
So how can I help?
Oh, my name is Carrie, and I am going to move, and I have two directions that I want to go into. Can you kind of give me some directional clues around the area that I might be living in, or can you give me some, you know, whatever spirit has for you and what direction I should move in?
Okay. Could you repeat your name for me, just your first name?
Carrie.
Right.
Okay.
All right, thanks. So just help me tap in. I keep picking up west. On direction-wise, I don't know exactly what's out that way, but I definitely am picking up a west direction. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, but that's coming later. How about
kinda
now?
Now. Mm-hmm. Now? Yeah, because that's, you know, I was picking that up. So definitely moving in a different direction. So you just need to be open because I'm really feeling like that. The west direction is the direction you need to be going. So you might just, you know, ask your spirit to guide you a little. Not very far. Yeah, it's not like on the coastline. It would be somewhere else. Right?
Sure. I'm not even looking in that direction. Okay,
yeah,
I'll look.
Yeah, you know, you just need to be open because I just get a really strong feeling when I talk about west. I get a tingly sensation, which means that I'm on the right track. So that's going to work out for you. So just be open to that and just, you know, go with spirit. So, all right?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Okay, let's go with 646. Hello.
Hey, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Yes. I have a question in regards to career-wise. Currently, I work at a call center, and I would like to know what my guides are stating. You know, when would be a good time to start looking for a job? Because I don't want to work there much longer, but I can't leave until I get my feet, you know, until I get a job.
Right.
Number two, I do work with a career coach. So, she's, yes. So right now she has me on a good path. I have a lot of homework that I need to do, but she's ready for me to start looking for a job. But the thing is, I know sometimes the job market could be a little tough, but I just would like to know what my guides are stating.
Okay. Let me tap in. Could you say your first name again for me, please?
It's Terry.
Oh, okay. All right. Have I ever talked to you today?
No.
Oh, okay. I must have had somebody else. Okay. Yeah. You know, your spirit guides are just saying you need to trust more. You know, rely upon them a little more, and everything will work out for you. I see definitely movement in your path, so that just means you're going to start going forward on your own spiritual journey, and that's a good thing. So, can I help? Does that help?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, it definitely does. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you calling in tonight, and I'll talk
to you
again later. All right.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, let's go with 678. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael. It's Susie. How are you?
Good. I was hoping you would call in. So.
Yes, I try to catch you when I get those emails. I try to catch you if I'm not so crazy with life.
Yeah, life can get a little crazy from time to time. But, yeah.
Yes,
so,
it can be.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how,
okay,
how can
so
I help you?
I was wondering if you can tell me how Spirit sees my relationship with Daniel going, because as of this time right now, his job is way, way too consuming of him. And don't know how that's going to work out.
All right. So I'm picking up stuff on you, but I don't know exactly what's going on. They're telling me that you need to focus on your health. Have you been feeling okay?
Not really, no.
Okay, because I think the focus needs to be on healing and trying to figure out what's going on. Because
have fibromyalgia, so I live with pain every day.
Right. Yeah. So, but I'm a little concerned that it might get a little worse. We don't want that to happen. So you might talk to a doctor, and you know, just to see what's going on. But definitely need to change your diet too. There's saying that you're not eating the right foods for your body.
You're right.
So I would go with that. As far as, I will answer your other question about romance, but those are the ones that Spirit wanted just to tell you about your health right now.
Yes. Thank you very much for passing
it
on.
No problem. Yeah. Can you give me the guy's name again, please?
His name is Daniel.
Daniel? Okay. I was like thinking of David or Daniel, so I had them right there by each other, but. You know,
mm-hmm.
I definitely feel like, you know, this relationship, you know, you still need to heal from some of your past relationships still. But I feel like Daniel will be what you want to be in this romantic sense. So, all right.
Okay, very good, Michael. That's good news.
Yes, it is good news. So you just take care of yourself. Take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, I guess I should have scratched the ice cream and the and the Cool Whip and everything off the shopping list.
Yeah, you can send that. You can send that list to me. And I'll fill up.
Okay.
All right. All
right,
talk to you
Michael.
Later.
God bless and take care.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. All right, let me give you the call number. They moved it on me, but it's here somewhere. 516-418-5997. Let's go ahead. And I think I've talked to everybody so far. All right, so that's a good thing. If I could get some of you to hang up, because that way other callers can get in, I'd appreciate it, because I only have a small switchboard and stuff like that. So let's go ahead and talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be on air at 1 p.m. So that is Central Time. So you just figure it out for you. But I will be on tomorrow at 1 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. So you can check that out. I've had a pretty good day and myself and Spirit's just been talking to me and, you know, helping me on my path, because sometimes, you know, it's easy to get off path and you're not even aware that you're doing it. Sometimes it sneaks up on you and you just need to, take some knowledge and wisdom from your spirit guide. Let's go ahead and let's take 334. You're on air with me.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. How can I help you?
I just want to know if you see me getting into a long-lasting, you know, healthy relationship in the near future.
It looks like about October.
Wow. Are there any details that can be given about him?
He's very honest. When he's in a relationship, he wouldn't cheat in any way, you know, look in the wrong direction or whatever. He'll be a really good stand-up guy for you. But I see it being about October, about middle of October. So around, I would say, go ahead.
In my area, would I meet him in this area or?
I feel like he's in the area that you live. So I don't see any other long-distance relationships or anything like that. So.
Okay. All right,
okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too.
Let me give everybody my website address. It is www.insights, there's an S there, be sure you get that, with Michael .com. So, all right, let's check that out. All right, let's go ahead and I'll talk for a while more. If you would like to call in, you can, or if you can at least try, 516-418-5997. So, like I was saying, I was having a really good day today, doing some meditation, just being me. You know, I think a lot of times we don't know how just to be me's. Sometimes we get lost in the shuffle, especially if you're in a big family. Sometimes you can, you know, get lost in that and not be recognized or stuff like that. We can do that with Spirit sometimes. You know, Spirit never steps away from us, but sometimes we step away from Spirit. And I think what Spirit really wants, especially in the times that we're living right now, it's just really chaotic. I mean, I cannot believe all the stuff that is going on. It's like people have just gone mad. And, Spirit's in charge, and I want you not to be afraid of things that you might see on the TV and the news and stuff like that. Just remember that Spirit is not giving us a spirit of fear, but a power and might. So we can stand up against all kinds of things, and Spirit just is going, you know, in our corner going, yeah, go ahead, go for it. And so we just have to have that line with Spirit. And I appreciate Spirit so much. Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about spirit guides. Where they come from, what do they do for us. Even if you don't know your spirit guide's name, maybe you'll call in and we can get that name for you. But that's tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Just be, you know, be here early because the phone lines, they open 15 minutes before the show. And I will tell you that sometimes there's calls way before I go on air. So if you want to be on air, you're just going to have to really pay attention to that and get on air with me. Because I appreciate you so much. I appreciate all the callers tonight. It was a pleasure to talk to you and just, you know, just continue to be you. Like I said, you know, it's a little hard if we don't know, if we don't have a good self-esteem. It's really hard for us to see that. But you guys are really great, and I appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and go off air. Like I said, we'll be on air tomorrow at 1 p.m. You have a good night, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Waves are coming in. Waves are coming in.